From flooding to commerce to recreation, the Mississippi River poses all kinds of challenges and opportunities for those who live along its banks. Travis Lux, WWNO coastal reporter, and Sarah Sneath, environment reporter for NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, spent this past week traveling along the river. St. Louis, Memphis, Vicksburg, all the way down to the mouth of the Mississippi River. The reporter's big takeaway? The river impacts a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Here's this week's Coastal News Roundup.
Hey, Sarah, we made it back to New Orleans.
We started from St. Louis, now we're here.
That's right. We did start a trip in St. Louis, which was a super interesting time to see the Mississippi River because the river's been at flood stage, you know, for months. And so even when we were going up and down the river, it was still really high.
That's right. And it looks like the water here in New Orleans is rising again. The Corps might have to open the Bonnie Carey spillway just upriver from New Orleans again to help discharge some of that flood water into Lake Pontchartrain.
Right. And that would be a really big deal.
Yeah, it would, because it would be the first time ever that the spillway has been opened twice in the same year.
So let's talk about some of the themes of this trip. What kind of stood out to you?
Well, I think it's super interesting how for some people, the river is a threat, and for others, it's an opportunity.
Right. So we started this conversation talking about flooding, and that's really kind of the main big way that the river is seen as a threat. We know from studying geology that the river has always flooded for thousands of years. Every couple of years or every year, rains would come, the river would swell, then fall back down, swell and fall back down. But in recent years, we've been seeing more and more flooding up and down the Mississippi River and along the rivers that feed into it, like the Missouri River.
Right. And there are lots of reasons why that could be happening. Impervious surfaces, which means less water retention. Climate change is contributing to more rainfall in the north. But the biggest reason might simply be human engineering. We talked to Bob Criss, a hydrologist at Washington University in St. Louis, who had a lot of opinions about the river.
The modern river is as featureless as a strand of spaghetti on a plate.
Yeah, basically, he says that in the last 100 years or so, we've overmanaged the Mississippi River. Before we built levees up and down the river to protect us from flooding, the river would meander and basically snake all over the place. But the levees that we've built to protect ourselves have sort of pinched the river. And Criss believes that that is the main reason that we're seeing flooding so often these days.
Yeah, it's like if your arteries are clogged up with fat and cholesterol, they become narrower, which causes high blood pressure and excess strain on your body. The same could be said of a narrower river, which forces the same amount of water into a smaller channel. And that water has nowhere to go but up.
So that's how the river can be seen as a threat. But the tiny river town of Cairo, Illinois, sees the Mississippi as an opportunity. Cairo is basically where the Ohio River dumps into the Mississippi River, and it's at this convergence that it becomes the mighty Mississippi that we know it to be downriver. So basically, Cairo is where the Mississippi River gets huge.
Right. The story of Cairo is the story of a lot of small towns. Its population has dwindled to about 2,000. They don't have a gas station, no grocery store, but they do have the river with all its barges and ship traffic. They want to cash in on that ship traffic, build a port from scratch, get ships to stop there, bring back jobs, and bring back the town. Dale Fowler represents Cairo in the Illinois State Legislature.
Well, I think we're on the brink of really revitalizing this not just Cairo, not just Alexander County, but Southern Illinois. So
officials in Cairo are basically putting all their eggs in this basket. One official even referred to the port as their salvation.
Which is interesting because in 2011, the town experienced the threat of the river. Farmland had to be flooded in order to save the town. So even for Cairo, the river is both things at once, threat and opportunity.
Sarah Sneath is environment reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, and I'm WWNO coastal reporter Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.